Well, the family came to us for help in September of last year, having been homeless for 2 months at the height of the first lockdown. They'd been made homeless in July of that year and been living in a tent and sofa surfing, a mother and her 17-year-old son. They'd been in contact with the council a number of times to try and get help, but on 5 separate occasions, the local authority missed the opportunity to act. And also, when we looked into the case, we found that they hadn't really made proper records of their thinking at the time. So we've got the power to investigate independently that kind of situation, and that's really what's brought us into the case. Our findings really were that the local authority had failed in its duties towards both the mother and her 17-year-old child. What should have happened is that they should have assessed, both under the housing law and under the Children's Act, what their duties were to try and provide services to them and also to protect the 17-year-old child. They didn't do that on a number of occasions, but also that would be wrong at any time. But under the special legislation brought in during the COVID outbreak, landlords were expected to work with renters who might be facing hardship to make sure that they were protected. In this case, the local authority had that duty and it failed to do that. So this is a problem not just of normal times, but also it was a failure in the context of the COVID outbreak. Well, I very much welcome the speed with which the council reacted when we started our investigation. They acted immediately to make sure the family were given temporary accommodation, which we very much welcomed. They also have accepted the faults we've found, and they've agreed a range of remedies, and they're going to apologise to the family. They're going to pay some money to the mother and to her child for the distress and hardship they faced, and also for the extra hassle they had trying to complain and being ignored. But perhaps most importantly, the council have agreed a recommendation from us to train its staff to make sure that the staff are made aware of some of the things that went wrong in this case, and hopefully we can stop it happening again. So I very much welcome the action the local authorities taken to try and put things right.